Buenas noches y gracias por sintonizar a Charla Comunitaria. Este es Aurea Ortiz. Good evening and thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is Aurea Ortiz. Es un orgullo para Charla Comunitaria estar y ser parte de esta gran emisora WDIY 86.1. Le quiero felicitar a la Junta de Directores, a Margaret, a Neil, Allison, Seamus, a James, a todos, porque estamos celebrando nosotros este aniversario y por haberme dado esta oportunidad de estar aquí y hablar en español para ustedes. I'm very grateful to WDIY 88.1. And I want to give a shout out to Margaret, Neil, Allison, Seamus, James, and the board, of course, which I'm also part of it. And I'm very, very proud to be part of this radio station that have given me this opportunity for our Hispanic community. Also, I want to give thanks as well. Charla Comunitaria has won 2025 Broadcast Excellence Award for Outstanding Radio Public Affairs Program. And I'm very grateful and very humble and honored because this is a great opportunity that was given to me, and I really, really am very grateful. Thank you to everyone at WDIY. Olga Negron for telling me about this opportunity, and to all our English and Spanish-speaking listeners for this wonderful opportunity to serve and highlight our Hispanic roots through Charla Comunitaria. It's an honor to work with people who truly care about our diverse community. Thank you. And now, with all that said, if this is like kind of like a yearly meeting that we have, right, to put people up to date on many, many wonderful things that our state rep, Representative Steve Samuelson, always brings for us. And I'm going to let him explain what he's going to be speaking about today, because we have so many programs through the state that change every year, so we want to be able to give you the right information. Representative Samuelson, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
What can you tell us, or what can you tell the audience right now? ¿Qué le puede decir a nuestro escuchas hoy sobre qué beneficios hay en el Estado? Because there's so much concern, and we want to know what is there for our listeners to know about the state and the state services.
Well, the state services, we have many benefits for senior citizens, but also younger Pennsylvanians. One of the main things an office like mine is doing right now is helping people sign up for their property tax rent rebate. It's a program that usually is open all year long, but a lot of people like to sign up in February and March and April because the checks, the money, direct deposits go out in July.
Okay, el representante Samuelson está hablando del rent rebate. Me oyeron, gente, el rent rebate ya está, así que vayan a la oficina de él. Esto termina, you're saying that it ends in July, but probably might be extended, right?
Usually you can apply all the way up until December. A lot of people like to get it done now, February, March, April, because if you do it now, you'll get your money in July.
Mi gente, me dice el representante Samuelson que si usted va a su oficina y entonces hace su rent rebate ahora, en estos meses de enero, de febrero, marzo, y usted puede conseguir su dinero ahora para julio. Así que vaya a la oficina para que se le hagan. Representante Samuelson, hay que hacer cita. You have to make an appointment, right, Representative Samuelson?
Yes, we help people in my office. We actually do 1,000 property tax rent rebates every single year. My office is available to help, and we have a lot of experience. So if somebody sets up an appointment, we can help you in about 20 or 30 minutes and get your whole rebate application done and submit it online.
La oficina de representante Samuelson ha hecho sobre 1,000 aplicaciones de rent rebate. Ellos son profesionales, le dicen todo lo que usted tiene que hacer y qué documentos tiene que traer. What kind of documents do they have to bring, or if any?
Documents for the rent rebate or the property tax rebate. If it's a renter or homeowner, you have to bring last year's income statements. So a lot of people right now have all their income statements. The Social Security sent out the statements in January. If you get a pension, you got something by the end of January. If you get any interest, you got the bank sent you something in January. So any kind of income statements from 2024. And then also, a rent certificate from your landlord, just signed how much rent you paid last year, but it has to be signed by the landlord. Or if you're a homeowner, the tax receipts that you paid, the property tax receipts. So income statements and either rent certificate or property tax receipts.
Lo que tiene que traer la oficina del señor del representante Samuelson son el estado de financiero, lo que usted recibió, tanto como seguro social o, o empleo. También su... So you have los talonarios de la renta y también el tax receipt de sus taxes, la forma que le manda que usted pagó esos taxes, toda esa información. Y además, usted puede llamar, si tiene duda, usted puede llamar. And if they're in doubt, where do they have to call? What phone number?
Oh, to set up an appointment, I would call my office right here in Bethlehem, 610-867-3890.
Usted tiene que hacer una cita porque hay mucha gente que va. Entonces, usted debe llamar al 610-867-3890 a la oficina de representante Samuelson. Ahí hablan español también. They speak Spanish too.
English and Spanish. People call my office to set up an appointment. We're helping over 15 people a day with the rebate. But also, sometimes you might just want to call and I can mail you the rebate booklet. If you're a renter, you need the rent certificate, so we'll send you the booklet in the mail. You get your landlord to sign the rent certificate, then you set up an appointment with us.
El representante Samuelson me dice que si usted renta, también usted va a necesitar un formulario que se llama el PA Rent Certificate que está dentro del libro. Él le puede enviar esa información, pero tiene que llamar antes, y entonces usted lo llena con su landlord, y entonces lo trae a cuando vaya a, con todos los demás papeles a la oficina.
So who's eligible? We have more people eligible than ever before in Pennsylvania. Good. It was actually a law that I sponsored. I was the main sponsor in 2023 to raise the income limits. It passed. Governor Shapiro signed it. So for the last year, people have been able to get a little bit of a larger rebate, but also more people qualify.
Me dice él que ahora vaya a la oficina porque a lo mejor usted cualifica porque él auspició una ley que el gobernador Shapiro firmó y que entonces ahora más personas cualifican. Pero si usted quiere saber, debe llamar a la oficina al 610-867-3890.
And when we passed the law in 2023, we put a COLA in there, cost of living increase. So every year, the income limits are going up. This year, they're a little bit higher than last year because of our new law. So somebody up to $46,520 a year can get a rebate. And at lower levels of income, the rebate's even higher. Some of the rebates are $380. Sometimes people can get $460 or $770. Some people even qualify for $1,000. Some folks who have very low income and very high rent, there are folks in our community across the state who can get a rebate of up to $1,000.
Usted escuchó al representante Samuelson decirnos que el ingreso ha subido, la cantidad de ingreso que usted puede tener subió a 46,520 gracias a la ley que él auspició y el gobernador Shapiro firmó. Y ahora más personas pueden participar. Usted puede recibir lo mínimo de 380 hasta $1,000 dependiendo su ingreso. Así que consulte primero antes de, ¿verdad? De creer que va a tener esa cantidad. Pero sí puede recibir de 380 a $1,000.
And there's more.
Ay, ay, ay. Él me dice que hay más. Vamos a ver.
When we're doing your rebate application, we only have to count half of your Social Security. So somebody who might be an income of $52,000 or $54,000 or $55,000, they might make it under that limit of $46,520 because we can deduct half of the Social Security on the application.
El representante Samuelson me dice que usted, aunque tenga un poquito más de la cantidad asignada de 46,520, si usted recibe seguro social, el seguro social solo cuenta mitad. Usted no, y entonces usted puede cualificar. Así que si usted posiblemente está ganando $55,000, pero cuando se le quita la mitad de ese seguro social, a lo mejor cualifica. Así que vaya a la oficina y pregunte.
And with our new law, there's about 400,000 people used to get this across Pennsylvania. Now it's up to about 550,000 people. So a 30% increase because of the law we passed about a year and a half ago.
hay un 30% de que ha aumentado en las personas que pueden participar. Ahora un total de 550 mil personas están participando. Esto es algo grandioso para nuestra comunidad.
So we are more than happy to help you. Call my office. We'll set up an appointment. 610-867-3890.
Llame a la oficina al 610-867-3890. A question about this, Representative Samuelson. Let's say me. If I was going to die, okay, let's say me. I'm going to be 65 in September. But that doesn't apply, right? Because you have, like, if it's a person that's already retired and has a pension, even though it qualifies for the income guidelines, they have to be 65, right, in that particular. And then if it's September of this year, I have to wait for next year, not this year.
Right? So there is an age limit. Mm-hmm. For seniors who apply for this, you have to be 65 years old as of last December 31st.
Okay.
So you might have to wait a little bit. But that's about half of the people who get the rebate are people over the age of 65. The other half of the people who get the rebate are younger people who have a disability. If you get SSI or SSD, you can apply for this rebate as young as 18 years old. So statewide, but also the people in my office, about half of them are 65 or older. And the other half are between 18 and 64, and they qualify because of SSI or SSD.
That's a bummer. I have to wait next year. Anyway, let's continue. But in his office, he doesn't only have rent rebate. He has many, many other things. What do we have there to tell our listeners today?
We help with many things, anything from PennDOT issues, renewal of a driver's license or a car registration, or questions about a driver's license. We help with unemployment questions. We help with pretty much any state program.
Now, about the Real ID.
Yes.
Probably we'll be talking a lot this time. Can you give me, in a summary, so people will understand in rice and beans, like we say, arroz y habichuela, what is it about? And why should we have a Real ID if we still have like a Pennsylvania ID here?
So we, because of a federal law, and then we passed a Pennsylvania law about Real ID, that is going to be required as of May 7th of this year, May 7th, 2025. If you want to fly on an airplane, even a domestic flight in the United States, you'll need to get on the plane a Real ID or a passport. So if you already have a passport, you don't need a Real ID. You might choose to get one. But to get on the plane, Real ID or passport.
Bien, me dice el representante Samuelson que para poder ahora, en mayo 7, se vence la oportunidad de nosotros pues, solicitar el Real ID. Es importante porque si usted no tiene un pasaporte, aunque sea ciudadano, cuando vaya a entrar a los edificios federales o cuando vaya a viajar, aunque sea un viaje doméstico, le van a solicitar que usted tenga un Real ID o un pasaporte. Así que, si no la tiene, el costo son $30.
$30.
$30. Yep. Y entonces tiene que entonces llamar a PennDOT y entonces ellos le van a indicar o ir a la oficina de representantes de Amazon y él le va a indicar qué papeles necesita para poder tener un Real ID. You're going to tell it. They're going to tell them that they need some documentation.
Yes.
So they're able to get the Real ID.
And as I said, this is going to be required to get on a plane after May 7th this year. Also, a couple other things if you want to enter a federal building or if you want to visit a military base. But if you're not going to be flying and if you're not going to be entering a military base or a federal building, some people could choose not to get a Real ID. It's optional, but a lot of people are going to want to have one just in case they go on a plane flight after May 7th.
Okay, le voy a estar dando un poquito más de información después de esta pausa. I'm going to give you more information after this pause. Thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz.
WDIY members have exclusive access to our weekly member ticket giveaway. That's a new drawing every week for the best events the Lehigh Valley has to offer. Concerts, festivals, film screenings, theater performances, and more. Last year, WDIY gave away over 2,000 tickets to our members, so don't miss your chance. Become a WDIY member today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. We are here with Representative Samuelson, and we were talking about the Real ID. Representative Samuelson, we were telling you what kind of documentation they will need for the Real ID.
So there's a list of things that you have to present to the PennDOT office, like we have the PennDOT office up on Airport Road, when you get your Real ID. In addition to your regular driver's license, once again, the Real ID is on top of your regular driver's license. It's $30 one time, and once you get it, then you would just basically renew it every 4 years when you renew your license. But you don't have to pay the $30 every 4 years, just one time up front.
Bien, el representante Samos dijo que teníamos que, son $30 por el Real ID. Entonces, luego ustedes como necesitarían prueba de identidad como el certificado de nacimiento. Nosotros los hispanos usualmente tienen un sello, ellos necesitan el certificado de nacimiento original. También su tarjeta del seguro social. Además, ustedes hay dos pruebas aceptables de residencia como su licencia actual de conducir, también su registro de su carro, prueba de seguro, estado de banco, W-2 y los records de income tax, también su lease agreement. Así que, además, el certificado de matrimonio o una orden de corte. Así que si tiene dudas, llamar al 610-867-3890. También estamos hablando con el representante Samuelson sobre las estampillas de alimento o lo que se llama food stamps. Representante Samuelson, dígame usted sobre eso. Aparte, usted quiere decir algo más. You want to say something else about
the Real ID. The documents you need would be a proof of identity, either a birth certificate or a passport. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have their birth certificate or an updated birth certificate. We can help you get that. If you were born in Pennsylvania, best way to get a birth certificate is to go through your legislator's office. It's cost $20. It takes only less than a couple of weeks. If you were born in another state or Puerto Rico, we can help you with getting the forms, but you'd have to send those in yourself. Pennsylvania birth certificates, we can help you get them very quickly. And then other documents, a Social Security card, and also proof of residency. So there's a list of documents. Easiest thing to do if you have questions about the Real ID, call my office. I can mail you a brochure I have, which gives all of the requirements and all of the documents you need.
Lo que tienen que hacer es llamar a la oficina de representante Samuelson y él le va a dar toda la información en relación al Real ID. Ahora vamos a pasar a lo que es la estampilla de alimentos o food stamps. Can you tell me something about food stamps?
Sure. An office like mine, we can also help with some of the benefits through the Department of Human Services, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. We have a county office down in Easton on Larry Holmes Drive for Northampton County. We have an office in Allentown for Lehigh County. That's where you can apply for things like medical assistance or SNAP, which is used to be called food stamps, or LIHEAP, heating assistance. So an office like mine in Bethlehem, we can help with those applications.
Si está teniendo problema con, ¿verdad?, con el heat o en su casa, usted puede, que no puede pagar, usted puede ir a la oficina a ver si cualifica para ese tipo de servicio. También ellos pueden ayudarlo con servicios médicos, medical assistance, o también con las estampillas de alimentos. Pero hay algo para todas las personas que tienen estampillas de alimentos que por favor tengan cuidado. I'm just saying that everyone that has the SNAP program has to be careful with one thing that is going on.
Yes, just recently, last few weeks, we've had a lot of incidences in our community where people are stealing identities of SNAP recipients, like stealing the numbers off somebody's card. We've had people go to use their SNAP card, and their monthly SNAP benefit is gone. Somebody has stolen it. The county office can shut down your card and give you a new card so you'll be set for the next month, but they cannot issue a refund at the present time for the money that was stolen. So that's been a problem. Lots of people in our community, dozens, this has been happening to.
Tiene que tener cuidado porque cuando usted está utilizando su tarjeta para sus cupones de alimentos, usted tiene cuidado dónde es que entra. Porque si usted hay personas que lamentablemente están robando los números de esas tarjetas. Entonces, cuando usted entra a su tarjeta, posiblemente le pueden robar su dinero. Por eso es que tan pronto usted se dé cuenta de algo que no está muy de eso, llame a su oficina de food stamps y ellos los van a ayudar, o llame a la oficina de representantes de Amazon al 610-867-3890. Por favor, tengan cuidado, porque hay mucha gente hoy en día haciendo cosas que no deben estar haciendo, así que yo quiero que ustedes tengan cuidado. Vayan a supermercados que sean, ¿verdad?, que tengan, que tengan una reputación buena. No vayan a todos sitios a llevar su tarjeta. Go to supermarkets and stores that you know and can trust.
Yes, be very careful. If this happens to you, report it right away, because they can shut down your card so they can't take any more. And also they're trying to make sure that the stores where perhaps somebody put a skimmer or something on the card reading machine, they can get rid of that so it doesn't happen to other people. But you can report that to the county office in Easton or Allentown, or come to an office like mine and we can make sure it gets reported to the Department of Human Services.
Si le ha pasado a usted, pues reporte eso a la oficina del condado o vaya a la oficina del representante Samuelson también. Tenga mucho cuidado con eso. No queremos que le quiten su dinerito, ¿okay?
And it's very sad that somebody would be stealing money from folks who need it the most, but I just wanted to put that out there that that's been happening. Well, let's all do our best to make sure. Let's shut it down, and also we can get you a new card so next month your benefits will be fully restored.
Muchas gracias, representante Samoso, por eso, por tener nuestra espalda. He covers our back. And then we are going also to let representative Samoso to say anything that is new. I don't know, SEPTA still in your office or?
Yes, we have SEPTA passes. So over the age of 65, somebody can ride the bus for free. Atlanta, we have an application. You get a free bus pass. You can ride the bus around the Lehigh Valley. You can ride the bus in Philadelphia with the SEPTA pass. Now the SEPTA pass also covers trains. So some people take the regional rail from Doylestown, from Lansdale, from Colmar, from Norristown. The trains that go into Philly, you can ride those trains for free if you're above the age of 65.
I still have to wait for next year to get on that train.
That one we could do the application on your birthday. That's an interesting program because there's no income limit. Anyone who's over the age of 65 can get the SEPTA pass. There's a lot of people in the Lehigh Valley who do drive down to Lansdale or Doylestown to take the train to Philly. In my office, we've been doing this the last couple of years. We've helped more than 200 people get a SEPTA pass. It's an easy application. It takes less than 10 minutes. Set up an appointment. Come to the office. We'll take your picture. We'll take your information. We'll email it to SEPTA. You can do it all at my office downtown. We have a separate application for Atlanta. If you're over 65, you also want to get the Atlanta pass so you can ride the buses here in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, that's nice.
And we can help with both.
Anything else that you want to share with us today, Representative Samuelson?
Very excited. Governor Shapiro just put out his budget proposal just this month, and he's announcing what he'd like to have in this year's budget.
El representante Samuelson está diciendo algo muy emocionante, que el gobernador Shapiro ya tiene su presupuesto y va a anunciar algo importante.
So the legislature and Governor Shapiro, we've been putting a strong emphasis on education. Last year, about $1.1 billion of new funding for education. And this year, another $700 to $800 million. So Governor Shapiro announced basic education funding, special education funding, and also adequacy and equity funding for school districts that have been underfunded, like Bethlehem, like Allentown. That's a big part of our budget, $526 million out of the $700 to $800 million. That's for adequacy and equity that'll benefit Bethlehem.
Representante, está diciendo que el gobernador Shapiro está enfatizado en la educación y él está sobre $526 millones que van a estar alocados a equidad y diversidad también, y que va a tener un auge para que todos nuestros estudiantes tengan lo que necesitan y sean bien educados.
So I support that increased funding for education. We have to make a multi-year commitment to make sure our schools are adequately funded. So I will be voting yes on the budget this year. We'll have a long discussion this spring. The governor puts out his ideas in February. The legislature votes by June.
El representante Samuelson dice que es que va a votar sí en esta en el presupuesto que el gobernador está haciendo para nosotros. Y también todas las ideas se van a discutir en febrero, ahora, y luego se van a tomar decisiones. The decision is going to be made.
By June, we'll have a lot of discussions in the House and the Senate. Citizens will be contacting us. I just got invited by a group at Moravian University. They want to have a discussion about education funding in March. So there'll be a lot of community discussions, a lot of legislative discussions. Our goal is to get together and have a budget agreement by June 30th.
Van a tener muchas reuniones con la comunidad, especialmente él tuvo una reunión con Moravian sobre educación, y van a tener todas esas reuniones para entonces ver dónde es la necesidad más premiante para ese dinero que vaya allá. Estamos muy agradecidos al representante Samuelson y al gobernador Shapiro por esta iniciativa. Anything else that you want to share with us, Representative Samuelson?
No, just feel free to contact an office, my office, or any of our other legislators to talk about any of these programs we talked about, the property tax rent rebate, the Real ID, the SNAP benefits, the medical assistance benefits, the heating assistance. That will go till at least the end of March. You can sign up for that heating assistance called LIHEAP. But also call my office if you have an opinion about something going on in the state and you want to get some information on a bill, you want to get some information on an issue. Sometimes an organization will call us to have us support a grant application. We have a lot of great nonprofits in the Lehigh Valley who are applying for funding, and I'm more than happy to write a letter of support for these grant applications.
El representante Samuelson tiene muchas formas de ayudar a la comunidad en su oficina, así que le estamos dando el teléfono al 610-867-3890 para que usted se comunique, tanto para, él tiene grants para muchas entidades non-profits que quieran en este momento, ¿verdad?, solicitar, puede hacerlo, él puede hacer una carta haciendo apoyando esta iniciativa. Una cosa que le quería decir al representante Samuelson, I know that somebody told me about the registration. Registrations are less expensive now. They were telling me that you pay $10.
Oh, there's a discount on the car registration.
Okay.
Up to certain income limits. We raised the income limit. For years, it was about $19,200. And with a law we passed last year, it's now up to about $28,000, $29,000. Instead of paying the full price for a car registration, I think it was $45 the last time I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a senior citizen who qualifies based on income. It's only $11. And as I said, now it's up in the ballpark of $28,000, $29,000 income limit. So,
antes, usted tenía que tener un ingreso de $19,000 para poder cualificar, para pagar. Ahora se paga $11, pero antes se pagaba $10. It used to be $10 before, but now it's $11.
Yep.
Okay. But ahora, usted, si usted dice, ay, no cualifico, usted puede cualificar porque son $28,000 que usted tiene que tener al año de ingreso para poder cualificar para esto. Y eso es algo grandioso. Porque también, on the trucks, I know that my husband has a truck. If he pays, you know, the trucks pay a lot of money. Is that a one-time thing that they also?
It's also eligible for the people who have higher registration amounts. The $11 could be for a passenger vehicle, a truck. Sometimes somebody's registration for their truck is over $100, but if they qualify, they could get the $11.
Pero usted sabe lo que es eso, que usted puede pagar $11 si usted tiene un camión y usted no lo sabía, y si usted tiene un ingreso menor de $28,000, caramba, eso es una, $11. Sometimes it's $100-something.
You have to be retired. And you have to meet the income limit, but as I said, the income limit is $10,000 higher than it was last year. So call my office, find out if you're eligible. If you think you're under that income limit, as I said, it's between $28,000 and $29,000 is the new income limit.
And we got to the end, but we got a lot of information. And if you have any doubts or you need more information, you have to call 610-867-3890. And there will be three lovely ladies over there that will take the phone and help you. So I am very grateful for everything that our listeners have given us, especially this award. Thank you, James, and thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz.